Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yep, not ready. Just let's just talk it out. I got to switch over. Don't mind anything. Just got to scream at D-Lo, KC.
D-Lo,
KC.
D-Lo, KC. Not number two, number one.
Hey, number one spot. We your number one spot in sports, huh? Hey. Understand, win the turns, huh?
D-Lo.
Hey.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Hey, shout out to everybody that knows what day it is. Let's go. You change one thing on your boy's schedule, and I am lost.
Well, it happens. It happens to all of us. Something happened. Something happened today, this morning. It was a quick conversation, and it just turned in. It just ruined like 45 minutes. Not ruined. It just adjusted 45 minutes the whole morning.
Yeah, James was like, all right, I'll see you guys at 3. Like, why? I thought it was Thursday.
I thought it was legit Thursday since Monday.
Okay.
I've been thrown off all week.
That's a lot.
No, I've been thrown off all week.
Yeah, this is a mess. Our brother Chris Haynes just reported, this is tough, man. Shout out to our brothers and sisters in Los Angeles and Southern California, man. Malibu, Palisades, all of that. Kawhi Leonard is stepping away from the Los Angeles Clippers to be with his family, who were forced to evacuate due to the Los Angeles area wildfires. It is rough.
It is.
It is absolutely rough out there.
It's a scary scene down there, man. And like you said, pray for all our people down there. And, man, hopefully this thing gets a little bit contained. I was looking at a time last night, and it might still be the same way right now. They're talking about 0% contained.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen like 100 mile per hour winds or something like that. And man, this is just awful, man. Absolutely awful. And there'll obviously be a ripple effect. Come to think about it, in the game Monday night in L.A.?
Game Monday.
The Rams? In the Rams game in L.A.?
It was Monday night, yeah.
I mean, not that Inglewood is... You know,
yeah, but
still, there's a domino effect to what's going on.
And we pray. Don't even get to that point. But it's 0% contained, and it keeps moving.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, man.
Anyways, don't mean to start the show on such a solemn note. That came in from Chris Haynes just a moment ago. Mark Haynes, very much related, will be with us later on in today's show. Of course, James Hamm will be with us today as well. Probably should have reached out to Jake Gaden to see if he was free today.
Come on, man. Hey.
Jake wasn't bothering nobody. That man was just looking at Instagram.
That's it.
But the internet catch everything.
Damn, man.
We got. I'm gonna send Jake the link. Jake, just pull up on us, man.
Hey, man, because I was telling the white, like, as long as he don't get in trouble, which he shouldn't get in trouble. It was a Rihanna.
It was Instagram. Picture, yeah. It was clearly Instagram.
Yeah, and it was Rihanna.
That's timely. It's not like Jake was wilding or whatever. Like, it was Rihanna.
It was Rihanna just put that up yesterday. Yeah. He was on Instagram, but that thing is everywhere.
It is.
And as long as he's okay,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
A little bit more on field awareness next time, but
I'm going to shoot.
If he's okay, that is hilarious.
I'm gonna text Jake right now. Hey, you good? I'm gonna send Jake the link and have him. Look, let's be honest. That's probably what Sean Cunningham's work computer looks like.
Sean Cunningham, I'm sure he got alerts for Rihanna, and that maybe that's all that was. I'm sure that's all that was. Oh man, I saw that. I said, nah, not my boy Jake. They didn't do my boy Jake like that.
Oh man, just a little Rihanna.
That's all it is. I ain't mad at him.
Nah,
I'm not mad at him. Rihanna, she did her thing with the new Instagram post.
Okay,
I gotta give me some. We'll leave it. I gotta give me some.
I think Sean got a shirt that looked like that. Come to think about it, he just might not have worn it on TV.
I gotta give me some Fenty stuff. You know they got the Fenty men stuff. I gotta get.
It's tricky, cause I got a couple things.
It looks comfortable.
It's tricky because you have to join the club. That's how
is
you
that
get
like
it.
A monthly.
It is, but it's super easy to cancel. Like they don't make it like difficult, but you have to join the club. Join the club, buy your gear, shut everything down. Join the club again when you're ready to go and buy some more stuff, and then shut it down. Otherwise, they charge you like $60 a month if you forget to cancel.
Damn, guys!
But that stuff I had on at Complex's house, that was fancy.
It was a good look.
Yeah,
it was a good look. Yeah. So I gotta go get me some Fenty.
Okay.
Did he respond?
Maybe it's not as funny as we thought.
Oh, no. Oh, hey, no. Hey, man, I'm supporting my man Jake.
If you
man.
Need us to rally for you.
Yeah, man, I'm supporting my dog Jake, man. They better leave my dog alone.
We will.
They better leave my dog alone, man. Look, hey, man, I'm a believer in that situation that all publicity is good publicity. People ain't been checked. I ain't saying people ain't been checking, but like nationally, they're not. They don't know nothing about CBS 13. Now they do. They better leave my dog alone.
It was Instagram. Let my man live.
Yeah, they better leave my dog alone, man.
Hey, I told him. I said, you need us to pull the chatty house together. You say the word.
Yeah.
You say the word.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't having that, man. Let my man Jake do the great work that he does. They ain't got nothing to do with the work that he does. He does great work.
All right. This is a wild NBA season.
It is. Considering everybody says it's so boring and ratings are down, I found it pretty entertaining so far.
It is. It's all over the freaking place.
It is.
Like, with the exception of Oklahoma City. By the way, OKC in Cleveland tonight?
Yes, it is.
Come on, man. Ooh. Yo, we've got a five-day stretch of sports right now, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
With that game tonight, playoffs tomorrow, playoffs Friday, NFL playoffs Saturday, NFL playoffs Sunday, NFL playoffs Monday, Kings games mixed in there. Oh, man, we in good shape.
Kings play on Tuesday, I think they play on Tuesday.
Friday and Tuesday?
They play Friday, Saturday, Tuesday.
Friday, Saturday.
No, I'm sorry, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I was like, who's Saturday? Because I know it's not Brooklyn.
It's the Bulls who are playing good. Bulls playing some good basketball right now. It's popping right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a Warriors fan.
Well,
it's not boy, popping right now.
That
it's not popping boy, at all.
That look from Steph said it all. Oh.
Hey, they're no good. They're not gonna make it. They're not gonna make it. They're not making no play-in, playoff, nothing. They're not good. And the crazy thing is,
how did it turn so fast?
I don't know. That's the crazy thing. I don't know.
Well, was it that, or did they just play above their means at the end of the season?
For 15 games?
They did play above their heads. Like, we could definitely say they played above their head, but man. I didn't expect the fall off to be this. I thought the fall
not
off
this.
Was, you know, from where they're at, all right, they're not that good. That's cool, but they'd fall off to, you know, 500 or something like that. They're at 500 and sinking. They got to go on the road. Did they play Detroit? I think tomorrow, Detroit about to beat the brakes off them. They got like a 4-game road trip they got to take.
Saw Paolo about to come back here. I think they said Thursday or Friday.
That's good because I mean,
he's questionable tomorrow, but he's going to be upgraded. Yeah, I think tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Did we establish tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, legit. I think the way we came to work last week is just thrown off.
Completely. All bad. Yeah. All bad.
But yeah, they he was.
So we got some things, and they've been able to. Orlando's been able to
maintain.
Yeah. Maintain. Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah. So, I was watching that Warriors game last night. Shout out to YouTube TV, man, because this is my first experience in the NBA season with the, you know, the multi-view. So that's always a good look. So I had that gone with the other games, and it's one of those things where, like, Steph is still Steph, right? Steph will be cooking. He'll hit 3 or 4 threes in a row, and he'll hit a three. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, Steph Curry, he's got 20 and a half. The lead cut to 11.
Hey, it's not. We laugh because we live that.
We know all about it.
Mark Jones in the lead is down to 19.
What about the Buddy Hield heat checks off of Steph shots?
Oh. Did you see that clip? Steph was cooking and Buddy had a heat check off Steph cooking.
Anybody check in on Jim Park last night? I don't even follow that guy. I got to go see what he was talking about last night because I'm sure it was just.
I think he had a couple of new Buddy tweets, unless they were just old ones that resurfaced again.
How you get a secondhand heat check? You ain't even make the buckets. How you hot?
Is that the equivalent to like secondhand smoke?
Oh, man. He called Steve Kerr a scumbag last night.
Wow.
Twice. Wow. He called Steve Kerr a scumbag twice.
That is uncalled for. That's uncalled for.
Have you ever seen a team start a season 12-3 and then proceed to go 6-15 without losing any major player? Only Steve Kerr is capable of the greatest meltdown in NBA history. And he doesn't have a single solution. He never has.
It's funny he said, I'm not going
to. Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I'm not going to call him a scumbag or anything, but I was trying to formulate a thought on Steve Kerr. We could talk about him when we come back.
Scumbag. Man.
Jim Park, a wild boy. That's a wild boy.
Now, reading. He is wild. However, I'm reading some of his tweets, and once you get through his silliness.
Mm-hmm. What kind of conversation we need to have? Because
there's a lot of things Kings fans were saying about Mike. I'm seeing words like disempowers. I'm seeing like clearly hates Trace Jackson Davis. That's not. Insert Keon Ellis's name.
There's one clear one that I don't know what the hell's going on. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll take a look around the rest of the league as well. And with the Sacramento Kings having a couple of days off, we'll ask you what constitutes a turnaround for the Sacramento Kings. Have they made it? Are they making it? Have we even approached it? We'll talk about all of that. It's D'Lo and Casey. Continue here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Trey got his mama's hair. Because it's hecka straight.
Barely got here.
Well, on top of his head. Well, we're not ones to talk. We have Devin Carter on our team.
Well, yeah, oh, man. All right, man.
Damn. He out there living. He out there living.
So the thing that gets in the way of Devin Carter is he has to play basketball. If he was just
wear a regular,
wear a hat, got the hair flowing out of the hat, fresh.
Yeah.
But damn.
If he had like one of the wide brim fedoras with all that hair, he'd be cold.
Yeah.
But he's got to play basketball.
Got to play basketball. maybe he could do a headband, you know, on the new headbands that go, maybe he could do that.
Maybe if he did the old, what about the old De'Aaron Ninja headband?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. They tried to.
Didn't they? But they outlawed him and then un-outlawed him, right?
Yeah, so maybe you could do that. But that's also just me. That's the one thing I'm conscious of is my head, right? My hair or lack thereof. So
is it Derek White levels yet?
Devin?
Yeah.
It's well past. Devin is, Derek's was just different. Cause Derek's my forehead just hitting Derek White levels. Like it just keeps, it's like for people like me and Derek White, all of our hair just keeps moving back like all at once. Devin just, he's just losing hair. He's got like a Mean Gene Okerlund thing happening.
He does, and it's crazy too because it's thinning here, and he's got a lot of hair everywhere else.
Right.
It's just thinning.
Coming over.
But like I said, that's also just me, right? Like, that's my insecurities or subconsciousness. Like, I don't like that. He may not even care.
Yeah,
Stephen A. don't care.
He doesn't.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's just
hell. There
me,
was
Steven.
A while. What was James Brown? Was he was starting the Beijing like in the middle of his head.
Oh, speaking of Beijing, you see Ryan Hollins?
Yeah, Ryan, come on.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
that was bad.
Yeah, that was
bad.
The killer was, it was just a bad job. Like, that was the thing. It wasn't even necessarily the fact
it looks
he
like
had
he used the whole bottle of Beijing, too, to cover that.
Yeah, it was just a bad job. Like, he didn't go get that. He tried to do it himself. You got to have somebody apply that.
I was talking to my barber this morning, like, because he is so nice. It's just when he hits that, like you get that thing, I'll be like, like no, you just
right
little dap tie. He treated it like it was hairspray. Like
he added like another foot to his hairline,
and it was like it wasn't lined up. It was just like, on his head.
He was like, all right, coat one,
yeah, bring it back to high school.
Coat two,
he did a.
Oh, that's
job.
Tough. That's
you gotta,
tough.
You gotta
Ryan.
Let
Come
somebody
on,
apply that. Somebody yeah. that knows. What
Bro, doing. And get the card, man. Bro, Ryan, clip this and send it to Ryan. You get the card, then you get the straight edge. You hit the straight edge along the line, just nice. Just make sure everything is smooth and keep it moving. This is awful. This is
terrible.
Jake did nothing wrong. That's grounds to be fired. That's grounds to fire Ryan Hollins because
it's
of that
horrible.
Look right there. That's awful.
Come on. And look, maybe he was in a pinch. And that's the one thing that I...
Clearly at time.
That's the thing that I don't understand. I just don't understand. I know James was talking about it yesterday because they were talking about Doug Christie wearing a hat in the post games. And I think James said he asked Doug or talked to him, whatever, and he was like, yeah, it's just been so busy. I hadn't had a time to shave, and I, you know, he likes hats anyway or whatever, but just,
yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Just hadn't had time to shave. And I'm sorry. I guess I'm just too vain. I will always
well,
have
the
time
funny,
to shave.
The funny
always.
Thing, the funny thing about that was, because I heard that, DC, you coached the whole game without the hat. You look terrific. What you mean?
Yeah,
maybe the lighting is different.
Maybe,
I don't know.
And mind you, like I said, I'm somebody that's the insecure to me. So I understand wanting to make sure it's fresh. But trust, they talk about, man, you know, you get to sleep. You don't get to sleep till late or whatever. I will take the 15 minutes. That 15 minutes of sleep, I won't sleep well if the head ain't shaved right. So I will stay up 15 extra minutes. And I will shave every other day. Please believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that
I'm
was...
too. I'll admit I'm too vain. I guess I'm too vain about it. That's just not what I'm going to shave too. I'll be watching the NBA. You guys are in the NBA. You ain't doing nothing for at least some part of the day. You could get the barber out there. Man, line up that beard. Why the beard looking crazy? But that's just me. Once again, I'm a little too vain, I guess.
I feel like Ryan Hollins might have got like bad advice because like I looked at it, it's like you have hair. There's no need for all of that.
Well, you know who would do that, and he does. He does a good job of it. I don't compliment this guy often, but he does a good job of it. Is Ray Lewis used to do that? Ray Lewis had hair, but every time on Monday Night Countdown or whatever, and that Beijing was but it was precise. It was was perfect. It in that situation, kind of like yourself, it just enhances what you have. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make up for it necessarily. It just makes it sharper. Yeah. It enhances what you have. And Ray Lewis used to do a great job.
That's what Jalen used to do. It just would be too dark, or not it'd be too much to where it didn't look like hair anymore. It looked like paint.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. It's gotta be it's gotta be the little touches they used to use before the sprays. The barbers would put those hair fibers on. They stopped using the hair fiber because it's like a powder. And like, you remember when we did the food drive?
Yeah.
If I had the fibers in, I would have left. It would have been all bad. It
would have ran off.
All bad. It would have been terrible. But the spray you could wash out. But I had to. Katie, hey, my hair okay? No, it's fine. I would have told you. You're fine. I was like, are you? Is this a show bit? Like, is it okay? It's like, no, it's fine. Okay, let's go. But them fibers used to. Boy, you got them things where it's leaking, rolling down your face.
Had you leaking? Yeah, I ain't had hair so long. I don't even know the tricks of the trade.
No,
ain't even had a Beijing.
Your beard is so tight, you don't even have to. Because Rick messes around. Rick Ross, he gets cute because he has all those beard products, and he tries to show the close up, and it's like Rick.
And sometimes you see it,
like Rick. Like,
yo, what we doing?
Like, it's right there. Like, your skin. What are you doing?
So yeah, I just use a straight edge on the beard. That's about it, man. That's about it. I don't do the products and all that other stuff. But I'm not against it. I don't want to do it myself.
Imagine Devin Carter checking into the game in Boston with just long flowing hair out of the top of his head. He just went out there.
Be able to handle that though.
Like, I bet he could.
You could handle that. I mean, you see. Like,
I mean, I don't really know how that stuff works, but yeah, I bet he could.
They take a follicle here and then apply it back in the front.
So for those listening, you just took follicle from the back of your head.
From the back of your head, or like in the top. I think it's like.
How do you put a follicle back?
That's what they do. I don't
like
know.
Like you plant it, I guess.
Plant it and.
Put some seeds on your head.
In case he's on the right track, yeah.
They said that's what...
like a chia pet?
Bron did it.
Bron did do it.
And he's got the little... If you ever see, he has follicles in the middle of the back of his head that are gone.
Mm.
That's where they took it from and put it up to the front.
But they put it on his hairline, right? Like up, like because it was going back here on the sides, like where mine is, but he put them up there because it's fuller now. Yep. Or not fuller, it's... It's more shape up to front.
It's an expensive thing. I thought about if it was cheaper, like I'd mess around.
Bro, if you came in, that'd be the greatest show bit ever if you came in with hair.
If I make enough money in life, y'all might mess around to see me with a regular fade.
We could do deal on KC from Turkey while you get your hair transplant. that's where it happens.
I'm not above it. It's just not worth it for how much that stuff be costing. It's like $30,000 or something like that.
It could be worth it. It's worth it for some, I'm sure. Yeah, is it permanent?
You got it. I think so. I don't know. I've never really looked into it, but once I saw the price, I stopped looking into it. But yeah, no, mess around and see me with a. I'll be looking like Leon in Snowfall with coming here.
We'll talk to sales. See if we can sell this.
There.
We want a hair transplant for Kenny.
Like we've got companies like Set Point Wellness advertising like weight loss and abs. Like there's gotta be hair transplants somewhere.
Can you imagine last show of the year and Kenny has hair?
Oh, fire! We'd have more people watching that show than the day Mike Brown got fired. We just have a curtain up on Kenny's seat and we just unveil it right before the show ends.
I just come in.
flicking your hair like, just whipping your hair like Beyonce. What was that? What was it Willow? What was the record? Whip your hair?
Oh, yeah. Whip my hair back and forth. Yeah. Whip my hair back and forth.
Did you ever hear Will Smith tell the story of how that song?
No.
When she shaved her head?
No.
He said that song had just gotten hot, and I don't remember where Will said they were. I remember if it was at home or what it was. And he said one day, it's Willow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Willow came down and Whip Your Hair is one of the top records, you know.
Yeah.
And she had shaved her head.
What are you doing?
Oh, man.
That's what I would have said. Was that his reaction?
Yeah. Yep.
We can get you a hair transplant in Turkey for about $1,800 to $2,500. Mexico's about $2,000 to $4,000. Where do you want to go?
Cheaper than I thought.
Where do you want to go?
Mexico's closer. We can send you to Mexico.
We've never been to Europe, though.
Look, we've never been to Europe.
Yeah, the whole gang got to come with me if we're going to do this. I'm not doing it remote.
Well,
we're all going. Well, you don't have to get.
Well, maybe we could get two for one. Because if they can get this stuff popping, I'll do it too.
You know, the other killer is, I think, like, to get that done though, you got to grow out your hair a little bit, and that's.
That's not a problem for me.
I'm just like, I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if I can take that 6 weeks that I have to have the hair because they got to get the follicles. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Well, my hair's already grown. You go ahead, pick a follicle. Pick a follicle and just put it right up here in the corners. Maybe make my forehead a little bit smaller, man. We'll be cooking. We'll try out the procedure. If everybody's good with it, we'll take Devin with us next time.
Hey, let's go, Dev.
Devin, you could probably take hairs that Devin wouldn't even miss.
No, he wouldn't.
And just put them,
he would
put
not.
Them at the top.
Because it's just one little area that just is thinning. Like, the rest of it, he's got a lot of hair everywhere else.
Thinning is very generous.
Well, I'm trying to be generous.
No. It's very generous.
Trying to be generous.
It's like saying the Warriors aren't very good. It's very, very generous right now. Very generous. Saying Jim Park is a little upset. It's very generous.
Jim Park, what do you call
Steve Kerr a scumbag?
Come on, man.
Imagine calling a basketball coach a scumbag because he's not playing Trayce Jackson-Davis.
That is so uncalled for.
I know people were mad at Mike. No one ever called the man a scumbag.
That was so uncalled for.
What a scumbag. Keon Ellis got a DMP last night.
Scumbag is crazy, too.
It is. It is, but it's just that's aggressive. That is aggressive. But you mentioned that he had some things that in his argument and a lot of Warrior fans' argument that we saw with Mike Brown, you know, with Keon and stuff like that. And there's one guy on that roster that I just don't understand what's going on. And that's Moses Moody.
Mm.
If I was a Warriors fan, I don't want to say I'd be livid, but
mm-hmm.
I'd be upset with that. Moses Moody clearly can play.
Yeah.
He clearly is a player that I think can be really productive. You just signed him to an extension. And this guy's getting, you know, spot duty. Like, I don't even know if he's that good or not, because he doesn't get an opportunity. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Uncle Looney in here, he says Moody is he's a Warriors fan, so he would know. Moody is the definition of mid. He's as average as average. I mean, at this point, like, he should be taking the majority of the Buddy's minutes. Kyle Anderson, I know he's done some good things, but, like, should he be playing a whole lot more than Moses Moody at the very least, so you can see what you got? See if you can put – if you want to – then they don't – that's the other thing. Then they don't ever want to trade him. They don't want to put him in no trade packages. They don't – they just signed him to an extension. So he can't be – I don't believe. He can't be this super average player and untouchable. Right. And you want to sign him to an extension and stuff.
Right.
Like, if he's that average, just move on from him. I don't get it.
I'm not exactly sure what they're holding on to out there. Like, what I mean, is this? This is the. It feels like the Warriors right now are the poster child, and again, the turnaround is bizarre. The 12-3 or whatever, yeah. It was to now 18-18, and again, you say you don't think they're good enough. I'm going to hold off again, and for one reason and one reason only. Stephen Curry, and that's it.
Well, he's playing well.
Well, I know. I know.
Curry, he's got 20 and a half. Lee cuts a 14.
Yeah. They're 18 and 18. But this is like, this feels like. This is an in the moment reaction, the inability to pick a direction. Like they weren't invested in keeping Clay, and that was probably the right decision, but you made the decision to keep Draymond Green, which I don't think was, and that's not a distaste for Draymond Green, the man that he is on the floor. He's not going to help you win basketball games anymore. So did you pay $100 million to keep him close to Steph? Cause that, I don't know, but you just kind of like sat the fence. You kind of like sat on the fence. And now this has you in this position to where your fans are calling your coach scumbag, which is wild. What a scumbag. He didn't play Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Which, so like, here's the thing. We're just talking through it. We're just thinking through it. I tried to formulate like a thought about Steve Kerr. Cause I really want to say, I don't know how good of a coach he is. But the resume is the resume, and it just can't be denied. And he has 2022 as well. That's the one where it kind of feels like maybe he's Teflon. Because you can mark off all the other ones as, you know, he had this great talent, and anybody would have won with him. Luke Walton went 24-0 to start the season. Like, That would be the argument against Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
But 2022 is the one that you can't get around. Mm-hmm. But I do look at him, and if things aren't right, it's just sometimes he's a little all over the place. It feels like sometimes he's a little all over the place, and if Steph wasn't there, it'd be really bad. Really, really bad. Steph bails him out a lot, I feel.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But it's going to be highlighted right now, dropping a game by 30 on your home floor, then losing to a team that played in a brutal double overtime game the night before. And now, and to make matters worse, this all brought you back to 500, the 10th spot, after the start that you had.
Yeah. That's tough.
And I mean, obviously they're without Kuminga now, and will be for I think 3 weeks or so. But the only real loss was, and I'm not trying to minimize him, but it was De'Anthony Melton, right?
Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to figure out, Uncle Lone, Drew Downer, if you're in here, help me out. Like, is Pods hurt? Because I was watching the game last night. I felt like I didn't see him. And maybe he's hurt. But he wasn't that good to begin with this year. So, but we're talking about rotational guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kyle Madsen said he's hurt right now.
He's hurt. He's got like hit in the face. Yeah, a couple
Uncle Loon
this
said
year.
It's an oblique.
So I don't. Sometimes I kind of feel like they should be better than what they are, and then I just kind of watch the game, and you got a Steph Curry who is still really good, but he's not. You know, he's a human being. He's getting older. So he can't exactly do the same things he did. And Draymond is doing what he does. I like Kuminga when he's in there, but it feels like it's kind of hit or miss with how Kerr feels about him and his playing time and opportunities. And then you got, like, Waters, and they had the one guy, Spencer. They had him playing minutes, and it's like, man, they just might not have enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the roster may not be good enough. And then, like I said, I like Moody, but he doesn't seem to play him often. So they might not have enough. And then, like you talked about, are you going to make a decision about where you're going to go? Are you going to trade Pods, Kuminga, whatever, to get
Giannis or somebody like that to help Steph Curry? Or I kind of half-joking tweeted it last night, but are you going to maybe move on from Steph Curry if he says he wants to compete? I don't think that's something that you do unless he says,
yeah,
I want to do
it. And I
don't
think he will.
I don't think he will either.
I think he'll.
There's no need to.
I think he'll sink with the Titanic.
Yeah, there's no need to. There's no need for Steph Curry to do that. I know these guys want to win their competitors, but he's certified and verified. He doesn't need to win another title. Mm-hmm. He can ride off into the sunset with Golden State.
And I don't remember if it was your boy, Bob, or if it was Dunleavy. I don't remember which one it was, to be honest with you. But someone, maybe it wasn't either one of them. Maybe it was just like, you know, Anthony Slater or Marcus Thompson or someone. But I remember there was something about getting Steph one more than LeBron. That was like, and I don't know if that was a direct, I can't imagine, actually, now that I said, I can't imagine one of those guys. Yeah, it was like, no, the Warriors internally, they really want to get Steph that fifth ring.
Because they want that for sure.
For sure, it's one more than LeBron James. And it's like, you might have cost yourself any semblance of a future by doing that. Because a couple of years ago, all of us believed that the Golden State Warriors had a bright future. Mm-hmm. We were all miserable because it felt like the Golden State Warriors had a bright future. But they were so, they fell into that championship. Salute, it's a championship. You won it. You absolutely won it. But that fooled you into thinking you were something that you're not. And now there's, now the, you did two timelines. They've got no timeline except the grave.
Yeah, they're stuck right now. Then I didn't even mention this guy, and he had some personal things going on in his life, so maybe stunted where he might go. But Andrew Wiggins, they win that that championship, and Andrew Wiggins looks like he's going to be Scottie Pippen, you know, for the next X amount of years, and he just hasn't been consistent. You know, like I said, he's had personal tragedies go on, and that has taken a toll on him, and that's tough. That's nothing that you can plan for that you want, but that was a setback. You know, Wiseman, you know, didn't work out. Kuminga's good. I don't know if Kuminga's franchise. You know, I don't know. Kuminga's a good ball player, but in that draft you had, or the one before, I don't think you had three picks, but in succession, you had Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody. All, you know, Wiseman was the second pick. Kuminga, I think, was six. Moody might have been 11 or something like that. And none of them are franchise. You wouldn't trade him for nobody.
Kuminga's the only one rotational. I'm talking about franchise, he's the only one rotational.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, different draft pods too, but listening to
the word was they wasn't trying to trade pods.
Right.
And they missed on that. If like that was a marketing situation.
Listening to Anthony yesterday was certainly in enlightening that I didn't know. Like part of Pods' kind of fallback has been he's trying to do too much. He's instead of being the player that he was, he's trying to become like a brand new player. It's not. It's not. But it sure reminds me of the Jason Jones, J.J. Hickson conversation. Where it's like, he wants to shoot threes. He wants to do all this other stuff instead of doing what he's good at. And it's like, man, I didn't know we had gotten to that point with my man Pods already.
Do you think maybe he might be a little bit of a victim of, I don't know who said it. And obviously it was like sources say and sources within the, but that we look at Pods as an all-star level player. Like, wait a minute. Let's crawl before we walk. Maybe he gets there. We don't know. But like right now we look at him as a good ball player. And I say that to say he hears that, he sees that, he reads that, or people are telling him that maybe he's trying to live up to that. Instead of just doing what he was doing.
Yeah, just be a ball player, man. Just hoop. It's one of those things, like, they already like you. You're good. Mm-hmm. Keep playing. They fell in love with the player that you were. Yeah. Don't change yourself. Like, you could get better, and right. I think everyone believes that you will or would get better, but man, you don't have to change nothing. They already love you for who you are.
Yeah.
We'll come back, man. There's a lot more NBA related stuff to talk about outside of the Golden State Warriors, but the Golden State Warriors are kind of the latest example of teams going up and down. We've talked about that a lot. Maybe the Sacramento Kings are experiencing their first true up of the season. The Lakers had a bad loss last night. Mm. They're eyeballing a few things. Zion Williamson returned last night. What does that mean for New Orleans? And we were marveling coming back from commercial break at that incredible ending in Atlanta. So we'll talk about all of this. We'll talk some football stuff as well. Our man Mark Haynes from Sacramento Observer is going to be with us about an hour from now. And then, of course, James Hamm will be with us in the final hour of the show. We're thrilled that you're here with us right now. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I like Darius Garland a lot. I wish I could watch this game live. We can't watch this one live tonight, but
might stay away from everybody, man.
I don't do that very often, but I'm with you.
My girl, I always forget her name. Her shirt is fire. She got the.
You MCM. Really cannot remember that bald girl's name.
I can't. Well, because on Instagram, that's her name.
The bald girl. Yeah.
So that's what I always think about. But her shirt is fire. She got this MCM shirt on.
Is that one of those Caraway tax bracket shirts? Probably.
It's a Barling tax bracket shirt. For sure.
Mm.
For sure. But that's going to be a good game, though.
Yeah, Donovan is so good, man. I love the game Donovan's have. And I swear Donovan looks like he's in the best shape of his career right now.
Mm.
He looks terrific.
He's playing great. He's kind of, I would say Donovan Mitchell's a little underrated. Like, he's been doing.
Oh, that is fine.
He's been doing this. We pushing 6-7 straight years. I mean, remember how he had Utah. He had Utah as the number one team in the Western Conference.
He's never been able to capitalize on anything in the playoffs, though, I feel. Like, he's never really had a run.
He's had to play with Rudy Gobert. That's part of the problem.
I mean, his biggest moment was the 50-50
with
Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did that, but he had some games last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He had some games last year. I think
they won in the first
round. They won in the first round last year. And I think they were down 3-2. And I want to say, I want to say he went crazy. In game six in Orlando to get it to game seven. I want to say he might have had like mid-40s. I'm about to check right now. So he hadn't had like the moment, but I feel like Donovan may be a little underrated.
I feel like Donovan.
He only had 23 in that game six.
Well, you know what was funny is we remember.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I apologize. They lost the game six. He had 50 in game six.
Oh, man.
They were up 3-2. Orlando forced the game seven. Man. He had 50 in that game six, followed by 39 in game seven.
Mm. This is game six loss.
Game six loss.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, you got a great memory for that stuff, because when you did the Willie Cauley Stein numbers yesterday, you couldn't have told me Willie didn't score like 36 in that game.
I thought he did, too.
I swear. If you had told me Willie had 50 in that game after DeMarcus was traded, I would have been like, yeah, man, that was crazy. Golden 1 Center was nuts that night.
Arco
or whatever venue it was. Yeah,
that was
crazy.
Golden 1. Because DeMarcus played in Golden 1.
Yeah, it was Golden 1. That's right. Golden 1 was the – was Golden 1 the Is getting ridiculous, or was that Arco?
No, I was going one. And then also what kind of led to Boogie getting traded was he was in the tunnel in Golden 1 when he flicked off the kid with the Warriors jersey.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Can't do that to Marcus. As much as I chuckle, you can't do that.
Rumor says he pissed off Vivek with that one. And
yeah, you can't do that, man. I'm not the kid. If it was adult, all right, man. You can't do that. You can't do that to little Johnny, man.
Why not?
Yeah, it was little Timmy. Come on.
He's just playing a heel?
Oh, DeMarcus was definitely a heel.
Oh man, don't get DeMarcus, don't get confused with me laughing and thinking it's funny. What say you can't do that?
Brian brings up, Katie asked Willie Cauley-Stein if he felt free. I remember that. I remember that. Willie was free the next game too. Willie was free the next game.
Willie said the one time, man, and you know, shout out to the confidence and the ambition, but he is like, I see myself like Porzingis if they just let me do my thing. And they just let me, I could be like Porzingis. All right, man.
Oh no, they photoshopped Kenny with hair. Oh no. Low-key look kind of like Rick James. I ain't gonna lie.
That's Devin Carter's hair.
It sure looked like it. We're headed to Mexico. Shout out!
I'm gonna name that today's show.
Shout out to at I Judge Wrestling. He said, "I don't know why, but when you say we're thrilled you're here with us, it kind of makes my day. It's nice to be appreciated, even for the tiniest of things. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate you,
man. Absolutely. It's a shoot. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Like this, I'm unemployed, I'm living on one of Kenny's properties if this show doesn't exist, if y'all ain't out here.
I don't have a property if this show doesn't exist.
Well, we appreciate you guys, man. That's a true story.
Absolutely.
Let's stay in the NBA. I know there's some football stuff to talk about. I'll hit you with a little tease. I might do a 180 on Mike McCarthy.
About what could happen or if he's a good coach or not?
All of the above.
Ooh.
Go ahead. I know you want to say something. Just
I'm
say
a little
it.
Speechless. I don't have anything to say, right? I'm a little speechless. I was not expecting
well,
that.
I think Dame is right.
Okay, what's going on here?
No.
I never subscribed to the fact that Mike McCarthy was some
bum. McCarthy has done some questionable things. There's no doubt about that. You don't like Dak Prescott, the quarterback. You don't hate him.
Dak is a top 10 quarterback on his best day.
That's a lie.
That's where I disagree.
On his best day, he's like 10th, 9th, 11th, 12th, maybe 8th to 12th.
He's top 15.
This year he was not great, but on his best day, like he hovers around 10.
I think it's fair to say Mike McCarthy gets the best out of Dak.
Yes.
Again, he's done some questionable things. I don't think he's had a perfect roster to work with. You know, we look at the flaws on the defense sometimes and, you know, kind of point to that. We say, you know, Dak's numbers are inflated. Like, that's their offense, though. Like, that's Mike McCarthy's offense. Mm-hmm. And as I was just, like, thinking about the Dallas Cowboys, like, who are you going to get that's better than Mike McCarthy?
Someone who's not scared going into their matchup with the 49ers in the playoffs.
But is that Mike McCarthy or is that those players?
I feel like that was Mike McCarthy too.
You know what though? You know what? I don't.
I feel like
the first time they played, maybe.
The original bump box game?
Yeah, maybe. In Dallas.
That was in Dallas.
In Dallas. Maybe they
were
maybe
scared.
Maybe he's part of it. I still put it on the players first and foremost. Maybe he's part of it. The second time at Levi's, he had them boys ready to play. And Dak couldn't produce. That was like a 13-10 game the entire time. They were ready to play.
And
they competed.
That's not on Mike McCarthy. Like I was thinking about the Steelers-Ravens game. Mm-hmm. And the Steelers offense, did you hear what Peter King said?
No.
Oh,
I didn't
know Peter
still
King.
Making quotes.
I thought he retired.
Yeah, he did.
But you know what retirement is for people. He's still out there talking football.
Gotta get paid.
And, you know, the belief is the bloom is off the rose with Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He had a suggestion for the Steelers quarterback next year. Would any of the 1,200 people watching like to guess? Would any of you two like to guess?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just lost, too.
I thought we were retiring this
Aaron Rodgers. It's like Peter retired and didn't watch football this year. Now, I dislike the Jets as much as anyone else. But you're telling me the Jets were the problem? Y'all told me the Jets were good for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that Aaron Rodgers was going to be the difference maker. And he stinks. And you're telling me you could put Aaron Rodgers in a locker room with Mike Tomlin? Peter.
Come on, man.
No.
Yeah, at that point, just run it back with Russell Wilson.
Peter, like, no. But I'm getting sidetracked.
He's the answer for nobody.
Absolutely. He's to take your little drug and go away. Go into darkness. Please. Maybe forever.
Please.
Just go to darkness. But I was thinking about Mike Tomlin specifically and how bad the Steelers offense really has been the last couple of years, but how great he has been and they have been on the defensive end. Now that Mike is Tomlin is a defensive coach, right? That's where he excelled. Mm-hmm. The offense was always a bit of a struggle. The offense last year was god awful. How is that too much different than what Mike McCarthy has dealt with in Dallas, where he is an offensive-minded coach, and you've seen this offense, you know, prior to all the injuries this year. You know, we talk about 12-4 seasons, put up massive numbers, but not get the job done in other parts of the field.
Yeah.
Now I can't account for being scared going into playoff games and all that because I'm not going to refute any of that. I'm going to put a lot more of that on the players than I am Mike McCarthy, though. I think, again, I'm not saying Mike McCarthy is a flawless coach, but the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to find a flawless coach. If I'm Ben Johnson, I'm like, hey, Detroit, I'm good. I don't need to take that interview. And I don't even know that they're interviewing people because I didn't know. We never see this. We never see contracts expire. So maybe this is totally normal. I have never seen anything like this before. And from a contract standpoint, I don't understand how this is even possible. Mike McCarthy right now is no longer under contract for the Dallas Cowboys.
They have exclusive negotiating rights to the 14th.
Which makes no effing sense. Mike McCarthy can't go get a job despite the fact he's not under contract because his agent allowed some week-long negotiation rights to be exclusive to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if you looked at your contract right now, your contract ends in August. Your exclusive negotiating rights begin in May.
Right.
Not September.
Right.
Your contract with Odyssey runs out in August. You can go work wherever you want to. Mm-hmm. It's not you don't have to wait till September when the negotiation rights period is over. The negotiation rights period starts before.
Right.
How did this happen?
Right. To further your example, that's like how we talked about the NBA ad nauseum for their media rights deal. That's like not having any deal in place, and then after the last game of the season, there's no deal in place.
Right.
And, oh, but right. TNT can talk to them for the next month. Like, that's not how that works.
Right.
The exclusive negotiating window was, what, last year or something like that?
Yeah.
That's when we could start.
That's when it started, yeah.
It starts during the time, not when it's over.
Yeah, and so now, and I think part of it, I just learned that. And so I think I feel bad for Mike McCarthy. And I don't know. I truly... When we saw the report yesterday, I thought the Bears thing might have been a favor. Like, hey, Mike, we'll interview you. We'll throw this out there just to see what Jerry does. And they said no. And so if I'm Mike's, I would hope Jerry's not a big enough of a jackass to not allow this man to interview for other jobs and not keep him.
Right.
Legitimately, that news story turned Mike McCarthy babyface. Because I'm thinking, like, okay, I hope they're near a deal.
Right.
So, like I don't not want the man to work, whether I think he's a good coach or not.
Right. Why would you do that if you didn't want to bring him back?
Right. So they did a whole babyface turn for Mike McCarthy, where the numbers show, like, he's not a bad coach. And then it gave me pause. Well, the numbers show Mike Brown's not a bad coach either. Like, is there some sort of disconnect? It's like, well, they're 12-4. They get to the playoffs. I don't know why they can't get the job done in the playoffs. Maybe they just run into better teams in the playoffs. Their last two playoff appearances, they lost to the 49ers both times, right?
Yeah.
Did the 49ers go to the Super Bowl both times, or did they go to the NFC Championship the first time?
They went to the NFC Championship game.
Lost to the Rams?
Times.
Oh.
So they lost to the Rams, and then Brock Purdy ripped his elbow up the next time.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So, but they were, I mean, they didn't make it, so you can't, but that was a championship caliber team, those teams that he lost.
Absolutely.
To. You know what I mean?
I think there are championship caliber teams that lose every year. The 49ers are a championship caliber team. They don't have a Super Bowl to show for it.
Right.
Some would argue the Buffalo Bills have been a championship caliber team. They don't have a Super The Ravens, they don't have a Super Bowl to show for it. It's not uncommon. It's highlighted because one of the biggest sports because one, the Cowboys are probably the biggest franchise in sports.
Yeah. They're number one.
And so you have, you know, guys like Stephen A. Smith. It's Stephen A. Smith's bit with the Dallas Cowboys isn't really that different than Skip Bayless's bit with LeBron James. Hmm. Skip attached himself to the best basketball player on the planet. Hmm. Stephen A. attached himself to the biggest franchise on the planet, or the biggest franchise in the United States for sure. And look, it's funny. It works. Mm-hmm. It gets eyeballs. Like they keep doing it because it works. Mm-hmm. And that's why Mike McCarthy's missteps are highlighted the way that they are, but I'm not sure that he deserves to not be their coach.